9. Enforce self-discipline with PMA. Self-discipline enables you to develop control over yourself. Self-discipline begins with mastery of your thoughts, what you really are, what you really do. Your failures and your successes are the results of habits. We are creatures of habit, but because we are minds with bodies, we can change our habits. Self-discipline is perhaps the most important function in aiding an individual in the development and maintenance of habits of thought, which enable that person to fix his or her entire attention upon any desired purpose and to hold it there until that purpose has been attained. If you do not control your thoughts, you do not control your deeds. Think first and act afterward. Self-discipline is the principle by which you may voluntarily shape the patterns of your thoughts to harmonize with your goals and purposes. Direct your thoughts, control your emotions, ordain your destiny with PMA. Stop the tape now and write your commitment to use this principle in your life, then restart the tape. 10. Think accurately with PMA. Accurate thinking is based on two major fundamentals. 1. Inductive reasoning, based on the assumption of unknown facts or hypotheses. 2. Deductive reasoning, based on known facts or what are believed to be facts. In school, we are taught deductive and inductive reasoning, and the fallacy that results in starting with the wrong premise in the one instance and making the wrong inference in the other. Accurate thinking and common sense are in part the result of experiences. You can learn from your own experiences as well as those of others when you learn how to recognize, relate, assimilate, and apply principles in order to achieve your goals. 1. Separate facts from fiction or hearsay evidence. 2. Separate facts into classes, important and unimportant. Be careful of others' opinions. They could be dangerous and destructive. Make sure your opinions are not someone else's prejudices. The accurate thinker learns to use his or her own judgment and to be cautious no matter who may endeavor to influence him or her. Truth will be truth regardless of a closed mind, ignorance, or refusal to believe. Stop the tape and write your commitment to use this principle in your life, then restart the tape. 11. Control your attention with PMA. Controlled attention is organized mind power. It is the highest form of self-discipline. Controlled attention is the act of coordinating all the faculties of the mind and directing their combined power to a given end or definite objective. It is an act that can be obtained only by the strictest sort of self-discipline. It is obvious, therefore, that when you voluntarily fix your attention upon a definite major purpose of a positive nature and force your mind through your daily habits of thought to dwell on the subject, you condition your subconscious mind to act on that purpose. Controlled attention, when it is focused upon the object of your definite major purpose, is a medium by which you make positive application of the principle of suggestion. The mind never remains inactive, not even during sleep. It works continuously by reactions to the influences which reach it. Therefore, the object of controlled attention is that of keeping your mind busy with thought material which may be helpful in attaining the object of your desire. Controlled attention is self-mastery of the highest order, for it is an accepted fact that the person who controls his or her own mind may control everything else. Keep your mind on the things you want and off the things you don't want. Now stop the tape, write your commitment to use this principle in your life, and restart the tape.